Uyraysa.
So, Be'ezus Hashem, for this week's shiur, we're going to discuss some of the halachos of Sheilas Geshamim. Most of these halachos we discussed in the Gemara this past week on Yudam and Aleph, and we'll discuss how it comes out from the sugya. So basically, the Mishnah says like this: the Mishnah on Yudam and Aleph, it brings the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says that we start asking for rain on the seventh day of Cheshvan. On the seventh day of Cheshvan, that's when we start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha. So even though we start Haskaras Geshamim, we start Mashiv Aruach already from Shmini Atzeres, we wait and we don't start asking for rain until Zayin Cheshvan. We wait until Zayin Cheshvan. And the Mishnah explains that the reason is Kedei She'agia Acharon Shebi Yisrael L'Nar Paras, that we want to give time for those that are Eilu L'Regel. We want to give time for them to make it back home. And before the rain starts, we don't want to ask for rain. It should rain while they're on their way home. It's going to give them a bad association with the mitzvah of being Eilu L'Regel. They might not want to come in the future. That's the way the Ritva explains the Mishnah. We don't want to give them a bad taste of being Eilu L'Regel. So instead, we give them some time to make it home, even though it takes really longer than these 14 days. But they could rush home a little bit, and we start asking for rain. Really, Eretz Yisrael needs the rain already. Shmini Atzeres, we're pushing it off already, so we're not going to give them the full 20 days that they need to make it back home. But we'll push it off at least until Zayin Cheshvan for 14 days, and that much will do for them so that they can make it back home. And then we're going to start asking for rain. That's the halacha the Gemara brings. The Gemara brings that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. Now, when the Gemara says that that's the halacha, so it seems like that even nowadays that's the halacha l'maisa, that we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. Now, the problem with that is, like the Ritva points out, is that nowadays people aren't Eilu L'Regel. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet. So being that we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash, l'chaira, there's no reason to delay asking for rain until Zayin Cheshvan. Be'etzem, Eretz Yisrael needs the rain already on Shmini Atzeres. We only push off asking for rain to Zayin Cheshvan in order to give people time to make it back home. So, L'chaira, nowadays that we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash, so there's no reason to wait until Zayin Cheshvan. We should start asking for rain already on Shmini Atzeres, or Matzei Shmini Atzeres. There's no Berchas Hashanim in Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, but on Matzei Shmini Atzeres, already right then and there, we should start including V'sein Talamata Levracha. And the Ritva Taka comes out like that. He says that this halacha that the Gemara brings is only Bisman Beis HaMikdash, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, so that's when we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. However, when it comes to nowadays, when we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash, so then we start asking for rain already on Matzei Shmini Atzeres. And the Ritva is really coming from the Gemara on Da'al Dama Beis. The Gemara on Da'al Dama Beis mentioned this idea that there's a difference between Bisman Beis HaMikdash and Shaloi Bisman Beis HaMikdash. That Bisman Beis HaMikdash, we wait until Zayin Cheshvan, and Shaloi Bisman Beis HaMikdash, so then we start asking for rain right away already on Matzei Shmini Atzeres, and that's the Psak of the Ritva. However, the Ran points out that if you look in the Rif and you look in the Rambam, so they bring the halacha of this Gemara, they bring our Mishnah, and they don't mention anything that nowadays the halacha is different. The Rif and the Rambam bring that in Eretz Yisrael you start asking for rain on Zayin Cheshvan. They don't mention anything that nowadays, Shaloi Bizman Beis HaMikdash, that the halacha is any different. So the Ran's Medayik from the Rif and the Rambam, that even nowadays, when we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash, the halacha remains the same, that we wait until Zayin Cheshvan before we start asking for rain. And the question is why? Why, when it's Shaloi Bizman Beis HaMikdash, why should we wait until Zayin Cheshvan? So the Ran brings that even though nowadays we don't yet have a Beis HaMikdash, there was still a minog to be Eilu L'Regel. Even though there's no chiyev Shaloi Bizman Beis HaMikdash to be Eilu L'Regel, the Ran brings that there was still a minog like that people would go and they would be Eilu L'Regel. and other Achrayim, the Ivets, and the Maratzchias, and others, they bring the Stechemed, they bring that the people from all different countries surrounding Eretz Yisrael, they used to go during the Shalosh Regalim, and they used to go to Eretz Yisrael, they used to go to Yerushalayim, to be Mekayim, this Minog of being Oile L'Regel. So even though there's no Chiev, there's still this Minog. And says the Ran, that's why even nowadays we still wait in Eretz Yisrael until Zayin Cheshvin, we still wait to give these people that were Oile L'Regel, so to speak, we give them time to make it back home, and we wait until Zayin Cheshvin before we start asking for rain. Now the Gemara says that this Mishnah was talking specifically about Eretz Yisrael. However, when it comes to the Gaila, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says is referring to Bavel, so when it comes to Bavel, so then the Gemara brings that we only that then we only start asking for rain 60 days from Tekufas Tishrei. The maskan of the Gemara is that it means on the 60th day itself. 60 days from Tekufas Tishrei, that's when we start asking for rain in Bavel. And Rashi explains because in Bavel, there's no need for rain in the same way that Eretz Yisrael needs the rain. And Eretz Yisrael really, like we said, Be'etzem on Shmini Atzeres, already we need the rain. And therefore, we should start asking for rain already on Shmini Atzeres. We wait until Zayin Cheshvin, but really Eretz Yisrael needs more rain. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael starts asking for rain earlier. Bavel, which isn't as desperate for rain, so in Bavel, they wait until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei, and that's when they start asking for rain. So that's when it comes to Bavel. When it comes to Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, the Gemara and the Mishnah and the Gemara tells us exactly when they should start asking for rain. In Eretz Yisrael, they start asking for rain on Zayin Cheshvin, and in Bavel, they start asking 60 days from Tekufas Tishrei, which happens to be on the English calendar for the time being, always falls out on December 4th or 5th. 60 days from Tekufas Tishrei is always, generally speaking, it's on December 4th, and on the year preceding a secular leap year, so then it comes out on December 5th. But those 2 days are discussed, those two dates are discussed in the Gemara itself. The Gemara doesn't tell us about other places in Chutz La'aretz. It tells us Eretz Yisrael, Zayin Cheshvin. And Bavel, they start 60 days from Tekufas Tishrei. What about other places in Eretz in the world? Other places in Chutz La'aretz, when do other places in Chutz La'aretz start asking for rain? So the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis on our Mishnah, in the Mishnayis, it's Parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis, he writes that in Chutz La'aretz, each country should start asking for rain whenever it is that that country needs the rain. You learn it from the Gemara. The Gemara, the Eretz Yisrael starts asking for rain Zayin Cheshvin because they need the rain earlier. Bavel, they only start asking for rain 60 days from Tekufas Tishrei because that's when they need the rain. What about other places in Chutz La'aretz? It's Talay on whenever it is that they're expecting rain, whenever it is that they need the rain. Places that need rain on whatever date it is that they need the rain, that's when they'll start asking for rain. That's the way the Rambam says it in Pirush HaMishnayos. And the Rosh Taka brings that in province, in the city of Provence, he brings that they began asking for rain in the month of Cheshvin, even though Provence is in Chutz La'aretz. He brings, the Rush brings, in Perek Aleph over here in Tainis, in Simen Dalid, he brings that the Minog in Provence was to start asking for rain already in Cheshvin, because that's when they needed the rain. And the Rush comments on this Minog that they had in Provence. He says that it's Yasher Ma'oid Be'inai. It's a very proper, it's a very good Minog that they have this Minog that they start asking for rain already in Cheshvin. Because being that that's when they need the rain, so it makes sense that that's when they should start asking for rain. However, Lamaisa, the Rishonim, already Rashi in our Gemara, brings at the Minog in France, the Rush, and other Rishonim, they all bring that the Ritva, they bring that the Minhagim in all their various different countries, France, Germany, Spain, they bring that the Minhag in all their different countries was that in Chutz La'aretz, all places in Chutz La'aretz, they wait, like Bavel, they wait until 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei, which nowadays falls out either on December 4th or 5th. In those times, it was in the end of November, November 22nd or 23rd. And if someone wants to know just the details of why those dates change, so we discussed this in detail in one of the Ayreis al-Halacha articles on Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. but it's beyond the scope of this year. L'nyanenu, so the Rishayim bring that the minog in these different places, these different countries in Chutz La'aretz, was to wait until 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei, and only then to begin She'ilas Geshamim, to begin reciting V'sein Talumata Levracha. And the kasha is why, and the Rosh already asked this kasha, like, why should they wait until 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei? Bavel waited until 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei because that's when they needed rain. It's totally when you need rain. There's no Indian to go like Bavel. Bavel needed rain. The date that they needed rain is 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei, so that's when they waited until. Eretz Yisrael needed it earlier, so they started She'elas Geshamim earlier. Other places in Chutz La'aretz that need rain earlier. If you have a country that needs rain earlier, so why wouldn't they start in Cheshvan? Why wouldn't they start at an earlier date? Why should they wait until 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei? Why should they wait all the way until then to start asking for rain? So the Rosh is already aiming on this kasha, and the Rosh does not offer. He doesn't offer a teretz. In fact, the Rosh writes that, like we mentioned before, that in province they didn't have this minhag. They would start She'elas Geshamim already in Cheshvan, and the Rosh says that he's very happy with that minhag. He doesn't understand why in Chutz La'aretz, why they would wait so long, why they would wait until 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei to start asking for rain. So the Ritva, like we mentioned before, the Ritva is also aimed on this. It's the Ritva on Yudam and Aleph and Dibur Maskal Tanya. And the Ritva also, he's aiming on this. Why in Chutz La'aretz are they waiting so long? So the Ritva brings perhaps a teretz for why it is that they're doing this. Lamaisi says not to change the minug, that this is a minug that comes from the Gainim, that in Chutz La'aretz you wait until 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei before starting the same Talamata Levracha. As to the reason, so the Ritva offers a possible explanation. He says that Chazal didn't want there to be so many different times of when people are going to start asking for rain. So we have two Zmanim. We have Bavel that they start asking for rain 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei. We have Eretz Yisrael that they wait, that they start asking for rain on Zayin Cheshvan. Chazal wanted it to be that just these are the two times. Happens to be according to the Ritva, nowadays the Zman for Eretz Yisrael is Matzei Shmini Atzeres, but there's always two times. Bizman the Beis HaMikdash, so there's Zayin Cheshvan, and there's 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei. And Shalei Bizman Beis HaMikdash, so you have Matzei Shmini Atzeres, and you have 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei. But at all times, there's always going to be two Zmanim for when you could start saying the same Talamat Livracha. Says the Ritva, Chazal didn't want there to be so many different times. We have these two times, and every place in Chutz La'aretz has to fit into one of these two categories. So since Chutz La'aretz as a whole typically doesn't need rain in Cheshvan, there might be some places in Europe or wherever it is that they do need rain earlier, but since in the general sense, Chutz La'aretz doesn't need rain already in Cheshvan, they could wait until 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei. So therefore, all of Chutz La'aretz gets grouped together with Bavel, and that's why the Ritva says that that's why they only start asking for rain in Chutz La'aretz 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei. L'maisa, many achrayim point out that even though the Rambam and Pirsha Mishnayis, The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis on our Mishnah, he says that in Chutz La'aretz, every country should start asking for Geshem whenever it is that their country needs the Geshem, whenever it is that they're expecting the Geshem. In Mishnah Torah, the Rambam does not mention such a thing. In Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Beis, Halacha Tezayin, Yud Zayin, the Rambam only mentions these two Zmanim. He mentions the Zman of 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei, and he mentions the Zman of Zayin Cheshvan. He doesn't mention that there's any other Zman, which is Mashma, like the Ritva, that no, these are the only two Zmanim, and everyone in Chutz La'aretz has to then follow Bavel and only start asking for rain 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei, which is Lamaisa, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin is like this Ritva, is that in Chutz La'aretz, and this is the Minhag, is that in Chutz La'aretz, we only start asking for rain 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei. Interesting lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, when the Aruch HaShulchan brings this halacha in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin and Sif Dalid, so he writes very strong lashonos. He says that already even the Rosh writes that the minhag was not like him, even though he preferred that every place in Chutz La'aretz should ask for rain whenever it is that makes sense for them. The Rosh himself acknowledges that that wasn't the minhag, and says the Aruch HaShulchan that it's ki'ilu yatzah basko la'asos kibnei bavel. It's as if a Baskel came out and said that all of Chutz La'aretz should go like the Bnei Bavel. Baskel came out and said that, and says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, V'chein halacha, He says, and that's the halacha, and anybody who has any sort of doubts about this halacha, so he deserves a punishment. Very interesting, the lashonis of the Aruch HaShulchan, he speaks very strongly about this halacha, that people shouldn't create different agudais, and start asking for rain at different time. Everyone in Chutz La'aretz should band together, and they only start asking for rain 60 days after Tikufas Tishrei. Lemaisa, like we said, 60 days, the Gemara, the Maskana of the Gemara means on the 60th day itself. Now, with regards to the 60th day itself, so the Rav Yah in Hilchos Tainis and Simen Tuf Tuf Mem Vav, the Rav Yah writes that you count in Me'es La'es, which means depending on when the Tekufas Tishrei fell out, you count 60 days from that time. So, and then it comes out that on the 60th day, sometimes by Shacharis, sometimes by Ma'ariv of the 60th day, that's when you're going to start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha, you're going to count the 60 days Me'es La'es. However, and he brings this from a Yerushalmi. He brings that that's what the Yerushalmi says. The Karban Asano points out on the Rush in Perak Aleph Siman Dalet, the Rush that we quoted before, he points out that we don't find such a Yerushalmi. And the Rush Taka writes that that's not the Minhag. The Rush writes that the Minhag Lamaisa is that we always start by the Ma'ariv of the 60th day from Tikufas Tishrei. And that's the way it's paskened also in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph, that Chutz La'aretz starts She'ilas Geshamim 60 days from Tekufas Tishrei on the 60th day and always by Ma'ariv of the 60th day. Now, when it comes to Haskaras Geshamim, so we mentioned in previous Shurim that you always have to have an announcement, like we had from we brought from the Yushalmi. And therefore we never start by Ma'ariv. We never start any sort of nusach change. And by Haskaras Geshamim by Ma'ariv. On Sukkot, when we start Ma'ashev HaRuach, we start by Musaf. On Pesach, when we stop saying Ma'ashev HaRuach, also we stop by Musaf, or some even by Mincha. We don't stop by Ma'ariv because we want everybody to be on the same page, and not everybody came to Shul by Ma'ariv. That's what Yerushalmi explains. And not everybody made it to Shul by Ma'ariv, and therefore we didn't want to make a Nusach change by Ma'ariv. We said also by Shacharis we don't want to make a Nusach change because we want the Chazan to make an announcement before we're making the new Nusach, before we're starting the new Nusach, we want there to be an announcement. So again, so that everyone should be on the same page, it shouldn't be Agudas Agudais, everyone should remember to make the Nusach change. When it comes to V'sein Talamata Levracha, here we see, like we just said, the halach is that we make the Nusach change already by Ma'ariv. We're not concerned about the fact that, oh, not everyone's going to be in shul and people are going to be saying V'sein Talamata Levracha at different times. And the Magen Avram in Kuf Yudalet, Sifkan Aleph, the Magen Avram explains that the reason for that is because anyways, there's different zmanim for She'ilas Geshamim, like we just said. Anyways, in Chutz La'aretz, they start on Zayin, December 4th or 5th. And in Eretz Yisrael, they start in Zayin Cheshvin. So anyways, it's Agudas Agudais. And therefore, says the Magen Avram, that's why we're okay making this Nusach change already on Ma'ariv of either Zayin Cheshvin or of the 60th day from the Tekufa, because anyways, we already have it in a certain extent, Agudas Agudais, but we already have that aspect to She'ilas Geshamim, and therefore it's not as much of a concern. For that same reasoning, the Magen Avram says that there's no chiv to make an announcement before Ma'ariv that we're starting to say V'sein Talamata Levracha. There's no need to make such an announcement because, again, we don't need it to be that everyone's on the same page. Still, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifkat and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, practically, it's the right thing to do. You should make an announcement because we don't want people to forget. But in terms of there being a chiv to have an announcement and that you can't make the Nusach change unless you have the announcement, that doesn't apply to She'ilas Geshamim since anyways, there's an element of Agudas Agudais and therefore, says the Magen Avram, there's no chiv. Just the Mishnah Berurah says, for practical reasons, that there should be an announcement. And even though the Shulchan Aruch says, and Simen Reish Lamed Vav, and Sif Beis, that you're not allowed to be mafsik, Begula L'Tfila of Ma'ariv, when there's a Tzairich of Tfila, the Shulchan Aruch says, that then you are allowed to be mafsik. For a Tzairich of Tfila, you're allowed to be mafsik, Begula L'Tfila of Ma'ariv. By Ma'ariv, you're allowed to. And therefore, to make an announcement that everyone should remember to say, V'sein Talamata Levracha, or perhaps to stop saying it, that would be mutter because it's Letzairich Tfila, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that you can make such an announcement. The Kaf HaChaim in Siman Reish Lamed Vav in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, he brings that the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is that not like the Shulchan Aruch. He says that the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is that we don't make any sort of announcements between Gula and Tfila, even of Ma'ariv. even if it's the tzar of tefillah. He says that's the minhag that we don't make any sort of hefsik, and therefore he says not to make an announcement. He says instead, what you should do is in the days leading up to the nusach change, the days leading up to Zayin Cheshvan, or the days leading up to December 4th. So you should already start posting signs or reminding people after davening. Tomorrow we're going to start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha, or whatever nusach for you want to make for the announcement. But he says to do it in the days beforehand, because he says not to do it by Ma'ariv of the actual night, not to be mafsik ben Gula Tefillah. But according to the Mishnah Brura, he says like the Shulchan Aruch that you are allowed to be mafsik when it's a tzarech tefillah, and therefore you can make an announcement by Ma'ariv. When it comes to stopping to say V'sein Talamata Levracha, So we all just did that recently. We stopped saying V'sein Talamata Levracha. The last tefillah that we said V'sein Talamata Levracha was by Mincha of Erev Pesach. By Ma'ariv already, it was ready Leil Pesach. We don't have Berchas Hashanim. We didn't daven a weekday Shemana Esrei. It wasn't Nageya. So Mincha and Erev Pesach, that was the last time we mentioned V'sein Talamata Levracha. It's interesting, the Beis Yosef already points out that the Lashon of the Torah, when he brings the halachis of V'sein Talamata Levracha in the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, he says that you continue to say V'sein Talamata Levracha ad Musaf shal Yoyim HaRishayin shal Pesach. That you keep saying V'sein Talamata Levracha until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. So the Beis Yosef is perplexed. What does that mean that you say it until Musaf of the first day of Pesach? You don't say V'sein Talamata Levracha by Shacharis. You don't say it by Ma'ariv. So what does the Torah mean when he says that you say it until Musaf of the first day of Pesach? And Taka the Shulchan Aruch himself, he's chaylik on the Torah, and in Shulchan Aruch he writes that you say V'sein Talamata Levracha through, up until, and including Mincha of Erev Pesach. Not until Musaf. He doesn't even know what that means. What does it mean that when the Torah writes that you say it until Musaf of the first day of Pesach? So the Acharonim give different terutzim. Lemaisa, the Ramah, the Darkei Maisha, the Ramah says that all the Torah means to say is that it's by Musaf, that's when we say Tefillas Tal. That's when we officially end all mentioning of rain. And that's all the Torah meant to say, that we say it until Musaf, because that's when we have the official tefillah, which marks the end of Geshem. Not because you don't say V'sein Talamata Levracha by Ma'ariv or Shacharis of Pesach. The Torah just meant that it's by Musaf, that's when we officially mark the end of Geshem, and that's all the Torah meant to say. The Bach gives a different teretz. The Bach in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, nice Dalet over there. So the Bach says a different teretz. He says an interesting teretz. The halacha is that if a person in the by Shabbos or Yom Tov, if a person by mistake says a weekday Shemayin Esrei, you start saying a weekday Shemayin Esrei, and then he catches himself in the middle of a bracha. So the halacha is that he's supposed to finish the bracha. You finish the bracha, and then you continue, let's say it happens on the Shabbos, and then you continue with the regular Shabbos, the nusach of the Shemayin Esrei of Shabbos. The reason being is because really, Be'etzem, it was roi to say a weekday Shemayin Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. Chazal only said not to because of Tircha de Tzibura, and so they gave us a shorter Shemayin Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Be'etzem, it was right to have a longer Shemayin Esrei on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Bach, so that's the halacha, that if a person catches himself in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, he was spacing out Friday night, Shabbos morning, and he catches himself in the middle of a slach lanu, he's banging his chest, pretends he's scratching himself, whatever it is, and then he realizes, oh, it's Shabbos. So the halacha is that he's supposed to finish the bracha, and then he continues on with the Shabbos Shemayin Esrei. And the same halacha applies to Yom Tov. Says the Bach like this, the reason why the Torah says that you say V'sein Talamata Levracha until Musaf of the first day of Pesach is because of this. There's a nafkamina over here. The Beis Yosef asks, what do you mean? Anyways, you're not saying V'sein Talamata Levracha by Shacharis and Ma'ariv. So what does the Torah mean when he says that you say it until Musaf of the first day of Pesach? Says the Bach, it's negated to a person who by Ma'ariv or Shacharis of the first day of Pesach, he by mistake says a weekday Shemayin Esrei, and then he catches himself in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. He catches himself in the middle of Berachas Hashanim. So now what should he do? Should he say V'sein Talamata Levracha, or should he not say V'sein Talamata Levracha? Says the Bach that the Torah says that you say V'sein Talamata Levracha through up until Musaf of the first day of Pesach to teach us about this case. That in such a case, a person should say V'sein Talamata Livracha. You didn't yet say Tfilas Tal, so you continue to say V'sein Talamata Livracha to ask for rain until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. That's what the Bach says. That's the Pshat in the Torah. L'maisa, l'halacha, the Magen Avraham is choylik on this Psak of the Bach. The Magen Avraham says in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin and Sifka and Beis, he says, I know that doesn't make any sense. Because really, Be'etzem, we would stop mentioning even rain already by Ma'ariv of the first day of Pesach. It's just that not everybody's in shul, so we don't want to make a nusach change at that point. Shachris also, we don't have time to make an announcement. But really, for all intents and purposes, already by Ma'ariv of Leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, we would already stop even mentioning rain. Kol Shekein, not to ask for rain. And if so, says the Magen Avraham, it doesn't make sense that that should be the halacha. If a person finds himself in the middle of a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Leil Pesach or by Shachris of the first day of Pesach, says the Magen Avraham, there's no reason why he should say V'sein Talamata Livracha. Why should he say that? Why should he say V'sein? We don't want there to be rain anymore at this point, and therefore the Magen Avraham is chaylik on the Etzem Din of the Bach. The Bach was saying it to answer up for the Torah. The Magen Avraham completely disagrees lahalacha with the Psak of the Bach. And the Maisa, that's also the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And the Bir Halacha and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph, then Dibur Maskul Ad. So the Bir Halacha, he passing is like the Magen Avraham, that if a person starts a weekday Shemoneh Esrei by mistake on Leil Pesach or on the by Shachris of the first day of Pesach, and he realizes in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, says the Mishnah Berurah that he should not say V'sein Talamata Levracha. The Kaf HaChaim over there in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sifka and Tes Zayin, the Kaf HaChaim treats it like a suffix. He says that because it's a machlekes, so just don't finish the bracha. He says not to finish the bracha. He says just to continue on with the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei because of the machlekes. But the Mishnah Berurah says that in such a case that not to say V'sein Talamata Levracha and to finish the bracha, the Kaf HaChaim says not even to finish the bracha. There's an interesting nidah that comes up very often when it comes to traveling between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael during this time period of She'ilas Geshamim. Because like we said, there's two very different dates for She'ilas Geshamim for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. You start already on Zayin Cheshvin. For Bnei Chutz La'aretz, you wait until December 4th or 5th, which is much later. So what happens when you have people that are traveling, a Ben Chutz La'aretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael, or a Ben Eretz Yisrael who goes to Chutz La'aretz during this time period? So first we'll discuss the halacha of a Ben Eretz Yisrael who goes to Chutz La'aretz and he ends up in Chutz La'aretz through Zayin Cheshvin. He goes, let's say, on Hey Cheshvin, he flies to Chutz La'aretz, and then he's in Chutz La'aretz on Zayin Cheshvin. So what's the halacha? He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael Be'etzem. So does he say V'sein Talamata Levracha on Zayin Cheshvin? Or do we say that no, since he's in Chutz La'aretz, and in Chutz La'aretz, they don't start asking for rain until 60 days after the Tekufa, until December 4th or 5th, so maybe he shouldn't say V'sein Talamata Levracha. So this Shaila is already discussed by early Achrenim, the Pri Chadash, and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Beis. The Pri Chadash held in such a case that a Ben Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz, he said that the halacha depends. If he's just going for a quick visit, so then he says, you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So being that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael starts saying V'sein Talamata Levracha already on Zayin Cheshvin, so when you're in Chutz La'aretz, you should start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha, even though you're in Chutz La'aretz, since you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, so you should say like together with your hometown, you should say V'sein Talamata Levracha. However, the Pri Chadash says that if you're going to be in Chutz La'aretz for the year, so then you don't say V'sein Talamata Levracha. Then you say like the minhag of Chutz La'aretz. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman in Halicha Shlomo explains that when the Pri Chadash says, sorry, it's in Yom Tov Sheni Kol Chasai and Siman Yod Sif Zayin, over there he brings from Rosh Hashanah Zalman that when the Pri Chadash says that if you're in Chutz La'aretz for the year, so then you leave out V'sein Talamata Levracha, you wait until December 4th. The Pri Chadash just means that you're going to be there through December 4th. If you're going to be there when Chutz La'aretz starts saying V'sein Talamata Levracha, so then you should wait until they start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha and you'll say it together with them. But otherwise, if it's a short visit, so then the Pri Chadash says that you're from Eretz, a Ben Eretz Yisrael should be Nayig like the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha on Zayin Cheshvin, even though he's in Chutz La'aretz. The Chida was Chaylek, the Chida, and Berke Yosef, and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, and Sifkan Hey, the Chida held, and no, even if you're just visiting Chutz La'aretz, since right now lemaisa you're in chutzaret, so you're like a yachid that needs rain, a tzibur that needs rain asks for rain in the bracha of birchas hashanim. But an individual who needs rain doesn't ask for rain in Birchas Hashanim. We'll see, really, it's a sugya later on Daf Yudalit when it comes to individual places that need rain during the summer. It was mentioned on the flyer, we're going to talk about the halachas of different countries or cities in the southern hemisphere, how they are noyig during the summer months. I don't think we're going to get to that exactly today, but that really comes from this Gemara on Daf Yudalit. The Gemara on Yudalit talks about when you have a city that needs rain during the summer. So they're like Yechidim, and they do not say V'sein Talamata Levracha during the Bracha of Berachas Hashanim, because it's on a Tzibur. So too, says the Chida, if you have a Yachid, a Mamasha Yachid, a Yachid, a Ben Eretz Yisrael, who travels to Chutz Laretz, and he's in Chutz Laretz right now, and it's Zayin Cheshvin, so the Chida says, and in such a case, so he shouldn't say V'sein Talamata Levracha. He can't say V'sein Talamata Levracha, because he's a Yachid who needs rain. A Yachid who needs rain doesn't say V'sein Talamata Levracha in Berachas Hashanim. Ultimately, Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, in his Sefer Ir HaKodesh VaMikdash Mechelek Gimel, he brings that the minig of Sfaradim is like the Chidah, that the Ben Eretz Yisrael who goes to Chutz La'aretz, so even if it's just for a quick visit, he does not say V'sein Talamata Levracha on Zayin Cheshvin. Amongst Ashkenazim, so they treat it like it's a Safek. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, they treat it like it's a Safek, and therefore they held that in such a case, what one should do is that he should not say V'sein Talamata Levracha in Berachas Hashanim. Instead, he should wait until Shema Kaleinu on Zayin Cheshvin, and throughout those days, he should say V'sein Talamata Levracha in Shema Kaleinu. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Alicha Shlomo says that you should even switch the nusach a little bit. He should say the same talamata levracha be'eretz ha'kodesh uve'mekayim ha'yisatzrich ha'yisakach. He should say that Hashem, you should give rain in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Chutz Laretz right now. He shouldn't say stam Hashem to ask for rain. Chutz Laretz doesn't need rain at that time. Instead, what he should do is he should say Hashem, give rain to Eretz Yisrael. Ramesha had an interesting pshara when it comes to this halacha. Ramesha is an Igros Meisha in Aruch Chaim Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Beis. Ramesha says it depends where in Chutz La'aretz you're going. If you go to Chutz La'aretz to a place that Be'etzem needs rain already right then, they wait until 60 days from the Tekufa. But really, Be'etzem, they're like province. They're a place that needs rain already in Cheshvin. So then, says Ramesha, you have the Rush. You have the Rush who said that really a place in Chutz La'aretz that needs rain, they should start asking for rain earlier. And you have the Prichadash who says that the Ben Eretz Yisrael should always be Shoyel for Geshem already on Zayin Cheshvin, like the place where he came from. So then, says Ramesha, then already you could add it into Birchas Hashanah. But if you're visiting a place in Chutz La'aretz that doesn't need rain, so you have to find out the metzias of where you're going, is it a place that needs rain or is it a place that doesn't need rain? If it's a place that doesn't need rain, so then he says, then you should leave out V'sein Talamata Levracha. When it comes to Ben Chutz La'aretz, who goes to Eretz Yisrael, so that's not discussed by the Pre-Chadash, but the Mishnah Berurah assumes that we could apply the reasoning of the Pre-Chadash to this case as well. That if a Ben Chutz La'aretz goes to Eretz Yisrael and he's there on Zayin Cheshvin, so in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the Pre-Chadash, the Ben Chutz La'aretz should not say V'sein Talumata Levracha. Because being that if he's just visiting Eretz Yisrael, if he goes to visit Eretz Yisrael sometime, anytime before December 4th or 5th, so the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the Pre-Chadash, he should not say V'sein Talamata Levracha because he's Be'etzim a Ben Chutz La'aretz and he's just visiting Eretz Yisrael. However, the Chida held that in such a case, and no, you should say V'sein Talamata Levracha because the Maisa, you have what to gain from the rain in Eretz Yisrael because you want to eat the fruits, you want to eat the vegetables, and they, being that you have what to gain, so you also want it to rain where you are right now, and therefore the Chida held that a Ben Chutz La'aretz who goes to visit Eretz Yisrael should say V'sein Talamata Levracha. Lamaisa, the minig of Sfardim again is like the Chidah, that in such a case, a Ben Chutz La'aretz who goes to visit Eretz Yisrael any time from Zayin Cheshvin until December 4th or 5th, even still, he should say V'sein Talamata Levracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings both shitas and he's not machriya. The Mishnah Berurah is not machriya what to do in this case, and therefore the psak for Ashkenazim in such a case would be again to say V'sein Talamata Levracha in Shema Kaleinu. Not to say it in Berachas Hashanim because of this machlekes, but to say it in Shema Kaleinu, and in this way you cover all grounds. One last point is that even though we spoke about the different halachas of a ben Eretz Yisrael who goes to Chutz Laaretz, or a ben Chutz Laaretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael, and how he should be naig with regards to Sheilas Geshamim, if you're the Chazan, so then everything changes. If you're the Chazan, so then Rav Liashev, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and other Paiskim as well, Rav Meisha, they said that if you're being the Chazan, so then you always have to be naig with whatever the Minhag HaMakom is, because by Chazaras HaShatz. By Chazaras HaShatz, you're not repeating the Shemoneh Esrei for yourself. Chazaras HaShatz is all for the tzibur. So therefore, Mamela, the nusach that you should use by Chazaras HaShatz is always the nusach of the makom that you're in. So a ben Eretz Yisrael who's in Chutz Laaretz, even though he's saying the same Talamata Levracha, if he's in Chutz Laaretz at that time, if he's the chazan at that time in Chutz Laaretz, so then by the Chazaras HaShatz, he for sure does not say the same Talamata Levracha Lekuli Alma. And Hu Adin a ben Chutz Laaretz who's in Eretz Yisrael and he has the psak that he's not saying the same Talamata Levracha in his private Shmoneh, still, when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, so then he's supposed to add it because again, the Chazara is all being said for the Tzibur, and Mamela, he has to say the Nusach of the Shmoneh Esrei, whatever the Tzibur is saying at that time. As Hashem, when we get to the Gemara in Yedaled, maybe that's when we'll focus on the halachos that apply mamish right now in places like Australia, South Africa, Brazil, Argentina, a lot of Jewish communities in these places where right now they need rain. Right now it's the winter for them. Right now it's Be'etzem the rainy season, and so how are they naig during from Pesach until Sukkot? How they should be naig? It was mentioned on the flyer. We were going to discuss that today, but Bez Hashem will discuss that at a future time. We'll stop here. If anyone has any questions, we could take that. Otherwise, we'll conclude. We'll stop over here.
Oh, yeah.